I tempted a little web company on 25th Street in New York City. It was a small web company owned by this old man who was old money New York. His name was Henry J. Finch IV. Like old money. Like his money was in molasses or something. He owned this web company. I have no idea why he owned this web company. I think he won it in a rich man's game of like dice and small binoculars or something. Mr. Finch wore linen suits. He had suspenders. He had a bow tie. He had a hat. He had a cane with an ivory handle. I'm giving you more description than you need because I need you to believe me. This was a real person I knew in the 21st century. Mr. Finch was in his 70s. He had an assistant named Mary. She was in her 50s. She was Korean. I don't know why he had an assistant. He did not need one unless he needed someone to be like, remember, Mr. Finch, at 5 o'clock, you need to keep looking like a hard-boiled egg. One day, Mr. Finch came into the office. It had been raining. Everything I'm about to say to you was said in front of me on that afternoon. Mr. Finch walked into the office and he was wearing a raincoat, he was wearing a rain hat, and he had his cane. And he walked in and he said, and I'm quoting, ah, one feels like a duck splashing around in all this wet. And when one feels like a duck, one is happy. And then Mary yelled, ooh, ducklings. To which Mr. Finch replied, too old to be a duckling, quack, quack, and then walked into his office. I think about that every goddamn day. I mean, imagine you're me. You're a 22-year-old temp, and you're so hungover, and you just want to die every day. And then that happens in front of you, and I don't know, gives you hope? And I did that a little fast. Let me break that conversation down for you. Mr. Finch walked in, and he began a conversation the way anyone would. Ah! One feels like a duck splashing around in all this wet, the rain. And when one feels like a duck, one is happy. Now that's debatable. But rather than debate that point, Mary brought up a new, separate but interesting point, which was ducklings. But Mr. Finch, ever the realist about his own age and mortality, said, ah, too old to be a duckling, as if to say my duckling days are behind me. Mary, don't you see? I'm a duck now. And to prove it, well, I'll say just about the most famous catchphrase a duck has. Quack, quack. And I knew right at that moment, by the way, that it meant nothing to Mr. Finch, what he had said. Crazy people are like that. They have unlimited crazy currency. Like if I'd gone into his office a couple weeks later and been like, hey Finch, you remember that time you were like too old to be a duckling, quack, quack? He would just be like, ah, perhaps I did quack, but such is life for an old knickerbocker like me. Like he'd say something else crazy.